you, Nickel Creek, from Why Should the Fire Die on 90.3 KNBA. Eschaton is new music from Darling Side. We heard Eric Bibb with The Cape. Classic Joe Walsh and James Gang, Funk number 49. And the latest from Portugal, The Man in There, Live in the Moment. 24 minutes past 8 o'clock. And thanks so much for tuning in to the Morning Line program. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflick, and we know that KNBA loves to keep us in tune with our community. And so we kind of look around and say, hey, what are the community events and what are the community organizations? It's called the Our Community segment. Send us an email at feedback at KNBA.org if you've got something to add. I see that the UAA Native Student Services is hosting the 2018 ANCSA series, and there's three panel discussions over the next 3 months. Celebrating the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, as well as diversity of Native corporations and village corporations, and women in ANCSA. The events are at Rasmussen Hall on UAA campus, 7 p.m., starting on the 26th of January, as well as the 23rd of February and March 23rd. It's a free event, and you can contact Irene Rowan for more information. That's 272-6192.
I wasn't ready. I had to swallow a coffee.
Oh, you're right, right.
thank you very much. Look.
And of course, there's an event coming up this this weekend that we want to talk about, too, on the 27th. So that thing at UAA is on Friday. And then Saturday, well, it's the South Central Foundation Family Gathering.
Okay, and joining us in the studio this morning is Denise Bingham. Denise is event specialist from South Central Foundation. And so, big annual event, the annual South Central gathering. First off, Denise, I guess now you've been through a bunch of these things, but what's the purpose of the gathering?
So the gathering was actually created more than 20 years ago to capture the Alaska Native traditions of getting together with family and friends to visit, eat, dance, and share, while also recognizing and celebrating physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. And this one is actually going to be our 21st annual gathering, so we're pretty excited about it.
Okay, and the gathering is going to be, where's it at? South Central Foundation Building?
So it's actually going to be downtown at the Egan Center this coming Saturday.
Okay, Egan Center. Oh, here we go, 10:30 until 3:30. Now, there are some interesting twists to the gathering this year, some things that haven't been done before. What's up?
So we're always looking to have really cool, fun, visual things that people can kind of come and watch. So this year we have created a cooking competition, kind of similar in a parody of the TV show Chopped, to where three of SCF's finest are going to come out and show us what they have with their cooking skills. So there will be a mystery basket, and they will not know what's in that basket, but have to create a dish that will be judged by a panel of judges.
So let me see if I guess, because I haven't seen the TV show, but it's, so there's a mystery basket. They have to choose things to, and whatever you choose, you don't get any choice. So choose isn't even really the right word. You get to grab some stuff there, and then you got to make something with it.
Yeah, so they have no idea what's going to be in their baskets, and they will open it up on the day, and will have to make something with those items that are going to be in those baskets.
Anything special about what's in the baskets?
They're actually going to be sort of traditional foods, so they have no idea, but something that you would find kind of in a pantry in rural Alaska.
And I mean, and is there cooking stuff all set up there and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. So they'll each have their own table with their knives and their cooking implements, and there will also be a separate pantry of other items that they'll be able to choose from to make their dish.
And then, I mean, what's the payoff? Do they have to eat it, or do they get to eat it, I guess I should say?
So, unfortunately, attendees won't be able to eat it, but we do have a panel of judges who will be coming, and our friend Irene Bedard is actually going to come up and judge that for us, be one of our judges.
So, no, wait, you got this great famous celebrity actress that's going to be a judge here, and you're going to make her, I mean, Irene's got to eat this?
She does have to. That is part of the agreement, is that she will have to do it. But I have full confidence in our cooking people.
Okay. Well, I mean, we have to keep in mind that the whole gathering and the whole theme and the perennial theme is wellness. So you wouldn't think there'd be anything too goofy in there. It's all got to be healthy stuff, right?
Well, it will be probably a little bit healthier. I'm not going to give away what's going to be in the baskets because...
Okay, let's just say it won't kill you.
It won't kill... It will not kill our panel of judges. So I do have faith in that.
Okay. It's 8:29. It is the Morning Line program on KNBA. Denise Bingham from South Central Foundation joins us this morning. And we're getting all stoked for coming up on Saturday, 20 South Central Gathering. Now, there's kind of... There's something for everybody. Music, dance, fun, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, we do have two Alaska Native dance groups who will be on the main stage throughout the day. We will be hearing from Alaska Native leaders and leaders within the state as well. There's also going to be about 150 tables with SCF programs and community partners, as well as Alaska Native artists. So you'll be able to buy Alaska Native art, as we always do. And then we also have a few things to get you moving on the stage. So we'll be starting off the event with some Zumbini, which is always fun. You get the little kids out there and they're dancing. And then if you want to come and join us at about 2:15, we'll be doing an Insanity demo. So
A what?
Insanity. So it's, if you've ever seen the infomercials for Insanity, we're going to be teaching people how to do that and then kind of telling them about the classes that we offer at SCF.
Okay. So... Irene is apparently not the only celebrity making an appearance. There's another entity making a debut appearance.
Yes. So we're really excited to have the Native Tooth Fairy making a debut at the gathering.
Not the Native Tooth Fairy.
Name to be determined. So that's one of the other fun things, is that we will be asking people at the gathering to try and help name our Native Tooth Fairy. So that's going to be a thing. So that's going to be the very first event that we do. There's also going to be several events in the Alaska Native Primary Care Center lobby throughout the month of February that will be promoting our services for dental health.
Okay. Lots of fun coming up this Saturday, the 21st Annual South Central Foundation Gathering, Egan Center, 10:30 to 3:30. You got Chop Native Foods. You got Irene Bedard. You got the Tooth Fairy. You got dancing. You got music. You got booths. You got art. Wow, going to be a big day. So as we get set to wrap up here, Denise, anything else we want to mention?
We also will be offering flu shots and blood pressure checks, as well as remind everybody that is completely free to attend. So it's open to the entire community. We want to make sure that we have a lot of fun this weekend, and I'm really excited to see it. Also, we do have free tax preparation brought to us by Alaska Business Development Center. So bring all of your tax documents if you want to have some help getting your taxes done, because I know that there's been some changes lately. And then also some complimentary horse-drawn carriage rides. So if you've ever wanted to take a ride in a horse-drawn carriage ride downtown, this is the event to do it at.
How can you beat that? Wellness and fun.
You know, that's what we strive for.
Okay, southcentralfoundation.com is where you can find out more. Number of folks can call for more information?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 907-729-4953. If they have any questions about the gathering.
Okay. Denise Bingham, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's 8:32. Bruce Coburn, Foy Vance, and more still to come.
New Orleans charm meets Memphis soul swagger with blues and jazz band Davina and the Vagabonds. Davina Sowers has been compared to Etta James, Amy Winehouse, and Betty Boop, but comparisons don't suffice. Sowers is a true original. Grab your seat for this dynamic, one-of-a-kind live show. Davina and the Vagabonds, Friday, February 2nd at the Discovery Theater. This message presented by the Anchorage Concert Association. Tickets available at CenterTix and AnchorageConcerts.org. NPR News on KMBA is supported by NEA Alaska, with 13,000 teachers and education support professionals working together for excellent public schools so every child has a foundation for lifelong success.
Only a fraction of all registered nurses are Native American. That works out to some 12,000 Native nurses, according to the U.S. Census. And even fewer than that are working in Native hospitals and clinics. On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk to Native nurses about why they're in demand and what the profession requires.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.